It is time for this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. On the line with us today is Nick Streff. He is with the USDA National Ag Statistics Service. He works out of the field office here in Nebraska. And we're going to talk about the most recent quarterly hogs and pigs report that came out from USDA last week.
Well, first, let's look at the total inventory. So as of March 1st, Nebraska had 3.75 million head. Total inventory, so that would be our breeding hogs, our market hogs. That's up 4% from last March, but down slightly from December. So just to note where the total inventory is at for those Nebraska producers. And then some of the highlights would be looking at the farrowing rate. I guess you would say the pigs per litter for this last quarter from December through February period. For Nebraska producers, they had a pig save per litter of 12.1 pigs per litter, which is a record for Nebraska producers, and is up from last year. So this is the first time that Nebraska producers have broke that 12 pigs per litter saved mark.
Where does Nebraska sit in terms of pork production compared to our neighbors or some other, you know, high pork producers in, across the country in terms of volume and head and things like that?
Well, for Nebraska, at that 3.75 million head, Nebraska is in sixth in terms of the country in terms of total inventory. So that's normally where about Nebraska sits. You know, we're behind, you know, the really big states of Minnesota and Iowa and North Carolina, and we're still behind the Indiana and Illinois states. But Nebraska does a good job. We normally hold in there about sixth place every year. And then when you look at our pigs per litter, once again, it's a record for Nebraska, and it's one of the higher ones in the country. Certainly Nebraska is right up there with South Dakota and Minnesota in terms of that pigs per litter number.
What can you tell us about the status of the pork industry in Nebraska? You know, especially as you look at that breeding number, is pork production getting smaller? Is it getting bigger? Is it holding pretty steady? What's the status that way, Nick?
Well, for the most part, it looks like Nebraska producers are kind of holding steady. There's always kind of the cyclical nature of, you know, every 3 months, you know, are we slightly up or slightly down? When we look at that 3.75 million head total, you know, it's not a record for Nebraska, but, you know, it was up from last year at this time. And then when you look at the breeding herd inventory at 410,000 head, that's up 4% from last year, and it's up 3% from last quarter from December. So you can see, you know, I wouldn't say we're really building. I'd say it's more of holding steady, because we have to look at over a longer period of time to see how the, you know, every 3 months, how things work out for those producers.
Nick, now that's kind of a recap of the quarter that's behind us. What about the current quarter and then looking ahead to the summer quarter? Is there anything you can tell us about, you know, farrowing intentions or what things kind of look like through the rest of the year?
Yes. One of the data points NAF does collect is the farrowing intentions for the next 3 months and then the 4 to 6 months after that. So looking at the next 3 months, so that March through May quarter, producers are intending to farrow 175,000 sows, which would be down from actual farrowings from a year ago, about that same time. And looking at the June through August quarter, looking at farrowing at around 185,000 sows, which would be unchanged. So if you look at the farrowing intentions, you can kind of see, you know, 175 for this next quarter, 185 for the quarter looking out. But something I didn't mention, you know, we did farrow the December through February quarter, this current one, we did farrow about 185,000 head. So you can see Nebraska producers are kind of right in that mix around 180,000 head every quarter.
Nick, as always, great insight. Thank you so much for the information. Again, that's Nick Streff. He is with USDA National Ag Statistics Service. He works out of field office in Lincoln, joining us for a recap of the most recent quarterly hogs and pigs report from USDA.
And that concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information, you can call their office in Lincoln, 888-627-7675, and check out the website at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.